When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later. Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host and GM Helen Gould, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Imogen Harris.
Lydia Nicholas.
Tiny Tim Meredith, sweet as a nut.
Cannot help yourself.
Lovely.
Cannot.
Thank you. Wonderful. We appreciate you, Tim.
It's a gift from me to you all.
So, this is the second part of our Halloween special of Beautiful Space Pirates. It is a game by Grant Howitt. Go check out his Patreon, which is patreon.com/GS Howitt. But you know him by now, surely. Unless this is the first time you're listening to us, in which case you need to go back and listen to episode one and then onto this one, because it's going to... I mean, it won't make that much less sense, I guess, but it would be helpful.
You'll know why it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So let's get started. You're all in the space station. The other crews have dispersed to separate corners of this haunted place, and there are spooky noises happening, but luckily you have lit up all the hallways with several large and beautiful chandeliers. Mm. What are you all doing?
Gonna roll out a picnic and set up. Mm. Ugh.
Lovely, good thought.
Okay.
Yeah, I've brought a little like fold out footstool so I can stand up and make announcements. Serato Kingston helps me up, and then I just sort of look around like at a wedding, waiting for everyone to be silent. I have no control over whether they will be silent, but I'm doing that.
I mean, Castor Wolfhound is taking lots of daguerreotypes of me, looking incredibly handsome. Don't know if that makes too much noise or not.
Daguerreotypes.
Yeah, daguerreotypes.
Derogatypes.
I don't know.
They're very derogatory photographs. Bad angles.
I pull out a crystal wine glass and a fork and just start dinging it. Ding, 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 ding. Everybody. Ding, 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 ding. Everybody to me. Ding, ding, ding.
I stalk swivel.
I lean alluringly against a pillar.
I mount both my horses ready to get a quick getaway.
Incredible.
Now, wide stance.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you...
horses next to each other and you're astride them, or horse on horse and then you at the top?
Horses next to each other, like the normal way. Yeah. In the normal way, you would ride two horses, obviously.
That is fair.
Haven't we established that one of them, because he is a horse and a highway person, that he is riding a human?
Yeah. On the top of a sort of pyramid of...
This is space. Anything can happen.
Anything. I stand anything on top.
Yeah, gravity is very low.
Horse surfing.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sure.
Well, I hope we're all on the same page when it comes to wanting the prize here, the treasure, the inheritance. It'll be quite the boon for all of us. But I've seen films, and I don't think I'm alone in that. And I know what should happen now, is we all split up, get isolated, and then murdered by horrors from beyond the veil. So I propose that we stay here and have a lovely soiree party. Maybe some loving will happen. Who's to say? Not me.
I'm all for that. I want to enjoy Spinglewald's delicious picnic because I don't just want to survive. I want to live for 12 hours.
Why should we lose 12 hours of our exciting lives just because some dead space idiot wants us to be in this haunted thing, you know?
Now, please, let's not speak ill of Balthazar Germain, one of the greatest of us.
Or of the Spemans. They also could be very proper people,
We should invite them to the picnic.
Say the vents.
Ooh, hello, vent!
Spooky!
Can I declare the woo in the vent madly in love with me?
It's a sound, not that... an NPC, so usually I would yes and that.
And
but,
also Lydia, you get to do that once per session, and you're going to do it based on an off-screen sound effect. Like, yeah, this is the time. That one. Yeah.
I don't know.
You pass a doorway. The doorway's madly in love with me.
But it's okay. It's not madly in love with me. Helen has ruled.
When the woo happens, my sort of calm demeanour completely breaks, and I'm going to use my once a scene action where I suddenly pull out my laser flintlock and sort of point it wildly at the vents whilst yelling, "Get away from me! Get away from me, you space idiot!"
Say the vents.
Well, I think we should...
I think we should leave.
I think we should do exactly what they say. We should leave. No treasure is worth this much. And I just sort of walk up to the, like, I'm assuming, like, massive steel shut hatch. Just start slapping my hands against it and going, "Hello! Hello!"
I'll grab Erogenous by the collar and haul him back, saying, "Calm down, Erogenous. Look, there's nothing that a naughty space vent can say that we can't handle. And remember... think of Germaine's jewels."
I would like the jewels. Almost as nice as the emeralds in Serato's eyes. And then I just turn around to him, we start making out. That calms me down.
Oh, I'll let go of your collar and be like, "Oh."
Ooh, Serato and Giselle have been having an affair. Ooh.
And I look up and go, "I approved of it." And then go back to kissing.
The vent swears spookily.
Yeah. Okay. Can I find a chandelier inside the vent and light it up? Because it seems like the problem is that it's just dark.
Yeah.
And maybe that would cheer them up.
This is a different scene from the previous one. So yes, there is a tiny, tiny chandelier inside the vent.
Tiny
a chandelier
swing.
For mice.
Do you look inside the vent, or are you just like? Is there just like a nice little glow?
That is, in fact, how I find the chandelier. Yeah, I stick my head in. Oh no, just the eye stalks, actually, and just one, because I have several. Just one sticks through the little grate.
Okay.
And so sees the chandelier, and I assume anything else that's in there.
Your eye stalk sees a lot of dust, what looks like a severed hand.
Okay.
Oh. And some sort of audio device.
I mean, to be fair, I look quite a lot like a severed hand. being a tiny purple thing with lots of, digits.
Do you want to declare the severed hand to be madly in love with
you? No! I'm
but
just
maybe.
Going to chat it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
The severed hand says nothing.
Then I chat up the audio recording, the audio device. Hello? Ew, aren't you nice? Maybe try and press a button. With my eye stalk.
The audio device is awkwardly silent.
Even if I press play?
There isn't... It's not like a tape recorder.
Oh.
Surely it's a tape recorder.
It's something really advanced and scientific that is output only.
Okay.
It's like a Sony Discman, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe a Zune? Is it a Zune?
A Zune. Yeah. Yeah. The internet joke one. The Zune.
Is it an iRiver?
What is an iRiver? I have not heard of that one.
It's like one of those speakers for your phone. Okay. You know, that you use at a party because no one has proper speakers.
Okay, in which case I say, Alexa?
Alexa.
I'm sorry, ooh, things ended.
Says the speaker.
Oh, hello. You're not what I expected from a space demon. More, but yes, okay. I'm gonna, with my other limbs, I have so many, I will open the vent and I will pull the speaker out. Be like, I found a friend!
Unhand me, I am haunted!
I found a haunted friend!
So is this a speeman?
Very dangerous!
It's a speemker.
Speemker.
Appears to just be a speaker. Am I to believe that these ghosts are mere technological whims of some unseen force? So says I, Rogerus Rakewell!
It would seem like perhaps the whole place is not haunted, and instead there are just a bunch of speakers all around.
Haunted by audio-visual equipment.
I don't think that would really work for any kind
of long-standing series. Not as a long-running concept.
No, I don't think anyone could really turn that into a mystery show.
You hear banging around the corner. It sounds like several doors are being forcefully slammed and opened and slammed and opened.
Is this in the vent?
No, it's like in the corridor. So in my head, you come in, there's like the corridor, and then there's like a crossroads, and each of the other crews went down each of the three different passages.
Well, I might send Clarabelle, the time-travelling private detective, round to find, because, I mean...
What's the point of having a private detective if you don't send them to investigate noises?
Exactly.
Clarabelle tips her hat and says, "Anything for you, sweet cheeks."
yep, in my incredibly complicated,
so many cheeks,
assless trousers. With currently, I've decided, 9 legs.
Does she walk away, and then there's just a double bass going doom 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 doom?
You hear Clarabelle muttering to herself. There was a look of panic on their face when they walked into the space station.
Spinglewald's legs went up to here and here and here and here and here and there.
As I looked in their face, I knew they'd chosen me for a reason. She is speaking into a small dictaphone.
Is it a haunted dictaphone?
No, I don't know. Is it, Lydia?
I mean, it's got some haunting content on there.
I'm sure it does.
Do they produce...
Oh, this is a true crime podcaster.
They produce a true crime podcast. But then...
Clarabelle disappears around the corner.
Yeah, Clarabelle is actually, yes, is on the Me Tube, or the Wee Tube, or the, I don't know, the Thou Tube, and with the episodes of true crime and hauntings.
The banging continues. Clarabelle goes, "Wah!"
Okay, I'll go check out if Clarabelle's okay.
The corridor is empty.
Clarabelle!
Spinglewald, consider, are we not just doing what Erogenous said we should not? Going off one by one to get picked off?
I'm making out, and I just turn away and go, "I knew it!" And then go back to making out.
Maybe I shouldn't have sent my detective off. Now, I will note that my detective has not actually been lost, per se. But, you know, I need to know perils. But I'm just going to check.
Should we maybe go as a group?
I mean, sure, anything. Oh, you know, it's always more fun to do these things together.
We're going to have to move the picnic with us. I'm not leaving it here.
Yes, we'll gather up the picnic, but we should go. We need to support and help our friends.
Okay, can we all, get into the blanket? I'm going to carry one corner of the picnic.
I'll take another corner.
I'll drape some over my horses.
Oh, lay it on the horses. We've got a mobile picnic. Incredible.
Prop it out between them. Tie the corners, four corners, as long as they keep a good tension between the two horses, the crystal one and the normal one riding a human, and we'll take the picnic with us.
Perfect.
It sounds like there's tension between them, so that's fine. Yeah.
It truly is a movable feast, and then Erogenous just holds up his hand for high fives that never come.
Countess _, what would we ever do without you and your two lovely horses?
I knew there was a reason we installed a stable on the Erogenous Zone.
That was there when I arrived.
It's Terpsichore's Vaunt.
Okay, so you're all going round the corner, yes?
Yeah, we're going after Clarabelle.
Okay. How are you doing that? Are you going to go knock on the doors? Are you going to bust down the...
Yeah, but I might just say, knock, knock.
There is silence. That's silence from the first door. There are six doors on either side. Like, as in, there's three doors on either side, making six in total.
Can I smell goats?
How close are they?
Good question. Can you smell goats? Helen?
No.
Well, it's just a lot of doors. You should check.
Wait, hang on a minute. Can I smell goats?
Nobody can smell goats.
Well, what's the point of this game then?
Doesn't seem to be a goat-based speeman. Interesting.
How about this? Can I smell sheep?
You smell no farmyard animals.
Okay.
The horses have no smell.
Something
but
more...
One of them is crystal. One of them's crystal.
That's true.
And one of them's a highwayman.
And the other one is very clean.
Yeah, uses a lot of cologne.
That makes sense.
We must be looking for speemans who are more exotique than the farmyard.
All of the chandeliers go dark.
Oh, okay.
Then they come on again.
Oh, yeah.
Then they go off again.
Ah. Oh no.
Then they come on again and they're
brave.
Then they go off again.
When they come on again, are we all wearing each other's clothes with no idea how that happened?
If you want to be.
I am definitely striking a pose. Like, I started voguing at this.
Yeah, and I'm less dressed each time.
I got a different number of legs.
Is there just a small pile of, like, discarded skin that slowly gets bigger and bigger?
Every time the lights come on, a different horse is riding me with a look of confusion.
The chandeliers have turned off.
Right.
It is now pitch black.
Oh, dear.
What are you going to do?
I start grabbing things that are nearby me in the dark, going, what's this? What's this?
There's something in the
that's
air.
That's me! That's me!
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Okay. Right. Do we have any way to make light?
I think I've already found my chandelier for the scene.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
I fire my laser flintlock into the ceiling, hoping for the using the flash of the muscle just to see what's around us. Now it's completely dark. So I fire into the ceiling.
I'm just going to take up a moment to see what a flintlock is.
Well, it's a laser flintlock, isn't
old.
It?
Yeah, so, it's a laser flintlock.
Okay, I'm just trying to... Okay, so it shoots out beams of lasers.
Yeah.
It's just a pirate gun that shoots lasers.
Well, okay. No, surely it uses the lasers to ignite the gunpowder.
Yeah.
That's what I'd think. Otherwise, it'd be a laser gun. It's just a normal gun
it's just
made
a normal
complicated.
Flintlock, just with a... Yeah.
So I think that might... Yeah, it's just a laser gun made complicated. Maybe it's like you pull back the hammer and it just hits a button that makes the laser go, but you have to cock it each time to make the laser go.
Right. You have shot a hole in the ceiling and there is a yelp from within the ceiling.
Wah!
Oh, Erogenous, you've done it again.
No, this
what
always happens. Who is up there?
Chad.
Hang on, I can climb on my horse and look in the ceiling.
Yes. Yes, have a look.
Okay.
I climb to the top of my human horse human pyramid. Look. Yeah.
I've just remembered that we need to be rolling dice. Can you roll for me?
I knew there was something missing.
I'm saying that the task number is 8 for a challenging or extended task. So this is probably daring.
Okay. So you want to roll a D8.
So you're going to need to roll the highest one to achieve the challenging or extended task of climbing up your person and then the horse and then the other horse without falling off.
I've done this so many times. 5.
Okay. You accidentally put your foot in the person's mouth and they bite you.
Oh, embarrassing.
Oh, dear.
You fall down.
But yeah, also I think, yeah, Imogen, you gain one peril. But
yep.
The TN for climbing your horse is now 7.
Yeah.
Yes. So please add one peril to your little box of peril.
Does that also mean that you haven't completed the task?
Yeah. Yes.
So does that mean that the TN is lower for all of us? So I could scuttle up and get to the top of the...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Say that.
Okay. So I'm going to scuttle, I think, up the person, horse, person, and now other person. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, If the person bit your foot, is it like person, person, horse, horse?
No, it goes person, horse, horse. And yeah. then if you get to the top, it'll go person, horse, horse, alien. But yeah, but I've not made it. I'm lying at the bottom in an embarrassed heap.
I like the idea that it's got easier because the human at the bottom has had a bite and has now calmed down. It's like, oh, just had a lot of pent up frustration that they needed to get out.
It's the idea that it's a human, but it's human.
It has the mind of a beast.
Days. It has, yeah, but like maybe humans, they're quite an archaic species, you know. Mm. It's normal for a horse to be riding a person. That's how it... Yeah. Anyway, is it a daring challenge?
Yes, because especially now that you've seen one person try and fail. Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a D10 on daring, so let's see if I can roll above a 7. I cannot. That was a 6.
Okay, so you fall on top of Countess underscore.
Right.
Well, it looks like a task for Rogerness Bakewell, and I try and climb now.
This will be real.
Okay. Please roll me higher than a 6, Tim. Okay.
You can do it, Rogerness.
I know I can.
You mount that man, horse, horse, mountain.
It's just another day for Rogerness Bakewell. Oh, 4. Well, it looks like this is a task for Bathin Galactonium.
Okay, Bathin, please.
It's now a human, then person, then spider alien, then whatever erogenous is, horse.
Sort of
horse,
a quilted
mountain.
Being.
Quilted being, horse mountain. Horse, horse mountain. Yeah.
Bathin, please roll me a 5 or above.
Here I go. I rolled a 7. Yes! So I like the idea that I don't actually use the man horse horse. I walk up the staircase that my 3 compatriots have created with their flummoxed bodies.
Okay. So are you like putting your head through the hole or what?
Yeah, I take out my piratical space dagger and just carve the hole slightly bigger so I can fit the head through and then go.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Soon to get eaten.
Well, as stated, there is Chad, whose descriptor is robot royalty. He is a robot wearing a crown. He has a gun. It's pointing at you.
Oh,
Chad, does Fingledam Parsimonious know you're here?
Yes.
Are you trying to scare us away?
No.
That's not very...
Well, no, I was going to shoot you, but... You shot me first by accident, I think. So
it was definitely on
accident. On the floor, I just yell, "Nope, I meant it."
Very rude.
I'll shoot you,
Chad. Please remember, if we're going to be having a firefight, we need to send the invitations and accept. You can't just start firing laser pistols willy nilly. How would anybody ever have a duel?
Yeah, well, that's not how robot royalty functions.
Now, look.
I'll smack you with the...
He makes as if to hit you with
Chad,
his gun.
Look at me. Look at my eyes. Look at my cheekbones. Look at my nose. Could you really strike a face like this? And I'm going to roll handsome to defuse Chad and get, like, just defuse the situation.
So handsome, even robots want him.
Okay, I mean, I think that is a challenging task because he does want to kill you.
That is fair. That is fair.
So you're going to have to roll me an 8 or above.
Okay, here I go. Oh, no. Oh, I rolled a 7.
Oh.
Well,
too
dang
bad.
It. I've become imperiled.
You get shot in the shoulder.
My shoulder.
Which is impressive because your shoulder wasn't even through the thick. So he would liked your face, but he was like, I can't aim there, but I must aim somewhere else.
Yeah. Aim down a bit.
Yeah. So get out, or I'll, you know, shoot all the rest of you.
Ow, Chad. Ow. I'm shocked and appalled.
Yes,
good day
ow.
To you,
that's
sir.
What I was about to get.
I
get
said
out.
Good day, and I'll lower myself through the vent.
He starts to smack you on the head with the pistol.
Oof! There is a robot up there who is trying to kill us.
I'm going to take aim and fire from my back up at the robot. I can see hitting my, I'm going to say friend, with a revolver. I think I'm going to take another shot. So I take out my laser powder and sort of start tamping it into the top of my laser gun. And I use a ramrod to push it down. And then I re-cock it with a new laser flint. And after 8 minutes, I then point it up and fire at the robot.
Well, that sounds like a challenging and extended task. Again, please roll me an 8 or above to hit Chad, who is hiding in the ceiling.
One question, Helen.
Yes.
Is this the same effective roll? Because we're trying to get the same objective. So, like, my peril gain, would that...
No, because you weren't trying to shoot Chad. You were trying to defuse him, weren't you?
Fair enough. No, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, come on. Okay, that was a D12, so I'm just going to find my D10 because nice. I got 12 there, and that
you.
Seems wrong. I was like, wow, I've done really well. I've got two more than the die should hold. Okay, I rolled a zero.
That's a 10, then.
That is a 10. That is a 10 on a D10.
Oh, it's a 10. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah,
yes. I thought I'd failed, but I did the most successful. I say, take this, you metallic cad.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Chad says, wah! Again. Then he, I don't know why he's Waluigi, he then puts his head back down through the hole and is like,
wait, I'll come back for all of you. I'm going to go tell Fingledan. Yeah.
And then he scuttles off. You hear banging in the ceiling.
Oh, as you're leaving, were you fiddling with the lights?
No answer.
Ah, dang.
You are once again in a pitch black corridor.
So, that hasn't solved that light situation that we started by firing into the ceiling. Back to square one, I suppose, except we're all on the floor and one of us has been shot.
Although my theory is now that this isn't haunted at all and they just put us in here to kill one another.
I'd agree, Bathin, I'd agree. This is skullduggery of the highest order.
Maybe I could ask Caster Wolfhowl to use the lights that are used in making daguerreotypes. The flash.
Ooh.
I'll allow that. Yeah, but it's going to end up being like one of those horror movies where that someone's their torches run out and they're just using a flash camera.
Yeah, we're just using a flash every now and again, you know.
So Easter looking for Clarabelle.
Yeah. Clarabelle, darling. Darling. Darling.
There's still no answer.
Do we knock on the other doors and check in them?
Yes, let's knock them.
Well, hang on. I can manifest a window wherever I like one. So I'm going to put a window.
You?
Yeah, apparently that's one of my... I may have misunderstood my powers.
Yes. Oh, yeah, find a window
in
an airlock.
No, you can do that. Once a scene, yeah.
Okay, once a scene. Okay, I'm going to put a window into one of the doors so we can have a look in.
Mm. Okay.
So before we tried the handle.
Yeah. Inside, there is... Well, it looks like there's not much. It's just it's like an empty storeroom or something. Do space stations have... Yeah, they have storerooms.
You got to store stuff.
You got to store stuff.
Yeah, you got stuff.
Yeah.
Post-its.
It's likely been used for like freeze-dried foods.
And freeze-dried
and things
post-its.
Like that.
Yeah, freeze-dried staplers.
Yes.
We got freeze-dried stuff in space, otherwise it just goes away, melts.
You wouldn't want your staplers to go off.
You can see a little blinking light towards the left, like through the window and to the left, like on the wall.
Ooh, a bomb. Nice. I open the door.
Quick.
It is not a bomb, but it is still pitch black. So, oh, but you're using the flash.
Caster, take a picture of me in front of this beeping thing.
Ah, wonderful. Yes. What the? No, he doesn't.
Yes, no, he does. He's like the what's it? The vampire photographer.
Is that Einstein?
No, he's the vampire photographer in Pratchett. You know, he's just hello.
In the truth.
Yes, in the truth. Yeah.
I really try not to do accents, but I just try and sound different to the other characters, and my brain says sound like this. Well, we'll put his voice up here. That'll be fine. Yeah. All right, let's go. Yeah,
I pose handsomely.
You're serving me BP realness. Yeah.
We gather around the camera to see what comes up on the daguerreotype screen.
They're just really like fast acting glow in the dark Polaroids. They're like, what do we see? What do we see? What do we see? What do we see? Okay, there we go.
What do we see?
What it looks like, it's some kind of device, mechanical device that is attached to the door, perhaps a kind of hinge type thing to open and close the door in order to make it slam.
Spooker
maker. A servo.
I pick it up and take it as a pet.
It's attached to the door and the wall.
Have we accidentally found ourselves in some sort of fun house or haunted
Well, I'm not
ride?
Having any fun.
No, I was say exact
I'm
same
having
thing.
Quite a lot of fun.
You've been shot, Bathin.
It was quite exciting.
And I shot a robot, a king robot, in the ceiling.
Yes, and Chad did shoot me very dashingly, so it was a wonderful experience.
I would like to make an adjustment to my earlier statement of stay putting and crepe eating. It would appear that this is not a fair game. We have been invited, under false pretenses, to a haunted space station, and it turns out it's a rigged one. Rigged, I say. So perhaps, to survive, we need to find the central controlling station or planning person or what have you, and destroy them.
Or we could just eat the picnic.
It is tempting.
That's true. You did remind me. Countess Underscore, do you mind if I sup from the feast upon your horse's back?
Cleet, I think the problem is, though, when we stacked them up and then fell off them, when all that was happening, I fear the picnic has been irreparable. The Milton Mowbray pies are crushed.
No. Oh, someone the cucumber sandwiches have been destroyed.
Yeah, they're all stuck to one side of the horse. It's a mess, you guys. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is this the call to action in the story? The picnic is ruined. There must be revenge.
Yeah. The hero's journey begins.
Yep.
Well, you are in a room full of freeze-dried food.
That's a good
point.
I'm
going to open another door.
You open another door?
Yeah. Ah!
Nothing in there?
I open the other four doors.
There's three more doors.
Oh, okay. I thought there were six. We've just opened
The other three and then the first one again to check.
Yeah.
Wait, no. You opened one door, then you put a window in another door,
yes.
So there's four more doors.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then you've just opened another one, so that makes three more doors.
Okay. Right? Just going to open all the doors.
All doors.
Yeah,
that's the intent. All doors are open.
Okay, they're all empty, but in one of them, there's like a kind of chute.
Ooh. Oh, down the chute, down the... No, let's put one of the horses down the chute first and see what happens.
All right.
Ah, yes, let's do that. I've heard they absolutely love that.
They do.
Panically trying to stop them from sliding down.
The chutes are not big enough. Are your horses horse-sized?
Bigger, if anything.
Then they're definitely not going to fit down the chute.
Oh, they're like proper Shire horses.
They're
like
massive,
the really
hench ones. They're very sexy. They've got very long legs, long eyelashes. One of them's made of crystal, don't forget.
Yeah.
So not that
true.
One of them rides a smaller human, so that's pretty...
Oh!
Can we put the small...
We're fools.
Put the human down.
We should have shot the laser. We should have shot the laser into the crystal horse and it would have bounced around and made
or
it glow.
Or into one of the eyes of Serratio Kingson, because they have literal emerald eyes. But it's a very dangerous shot.
So what are we doing about the chute?
I'm going to shout for Clara down the chute.
Clara! Help! Aha! Oh!
That's not what she sounded like before.
She's down there!
Did you find anything useful? No, it's just a room, but it's a soft room.
To the soft room!
None of us chose find a rope, no. Did we?
Nope.
No.
Can I trigger some sort of winching Mexican standoff? I don't think that's a thing.
I mean, I've got a lot of legs. I could quite likely brace myself and do a controlled walk down and up again.
Well, I have a plan, if I may.
Mm.
As the Countess Underscore said... To the soft room! And I'll slide down.
And there, away he goes.
I'll just be like, whee!
Sounds much better. We're going to leave the horses up
Is
there.
Anyone else following Bathin down the chute?
Absolutely.
Whee!
Come on, Castor!
No, it's just me and my horses stuck at the top. I can either abandon the horses or go... I'm going down the chute. Look after yourselves, horses. They'll find another way. They're very resourceful horses.
Yeah.
They'll find another
horse.
Way.
They put the horse in resourceful.
Kinesthelesian says, God, I was looking after myself long before you came along, so off you go.
Oh, yeah, they both talk.
Only one of them does.
Only Kinesthelesian can talk.
Yeah.
Well, the other one is a highwayman, so assuming that they have to be able to say, hand over your money. Or do they just neigh aggressively?
No, he's a very expressive mime. He's a he's a trained no kabuki theatrist, and he just expresses what he wants with the whole of his body gestures. It's
nice.
It's moving, if anything.
Very sexy. Wow.
Small point of order. April has been making the wrap it up hand for quite a while
now. I'm so sorry. Okay. And we're going to take a break there and find out what's at the bottom of the chute in a second.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back. So, you all land. Boof, boof, doof, doof. It is still pitch black, unless you've been using the flash all the way down.
Yeah, like a log flume ride. There's one of all of us with our hands up there.
Okay, we've had a fun one. Now a
I've
serious
got so
one.
Many legs.
Oh, God, yeah, you must look like a wig being dropped down a hole. Like.
So it's genuinely like a soft room. Like the walls aren't soft, but the floor is quite luxurious, actually. It's like quite some quite expensive Ooh. Furs down here.
Ooh. Is it wigs?
Is it wigs? Horrific. Is it wigs?
Spooky. I guess you could use some of them wigs. As wigs, but it's...
Is it puppies?
No, it's just...
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's
are we ankle deep wigs? In puppies?
No, it's like fur rugs.
How big are these rugs okay. when you...
Ex-puppies. Like, puppy-sized? Or?
Yeah.
They are large fur rugs of varying colours okay. and
so
textures.
They got to adulthood.
So mega
yes.
puppies.
Okay. Yeah. So
I'm gonna get Caster to take a photo of us all, and then we can look at. I like how we're all posing for a recording that no one will see. Where and yeah, then we can look at the glow in the dark derogatory type Polaroid.
Cannot commit to that name.
Daguerreotype.
Daguerreoid. Yep.
Right. So now you're all in a medium-sized room with a furry floor. And it's dark apart from the flash of the daguerreotype.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly the gravity turns off.
Oh.
Yay! Oh, nice.
I mean, that's Ooh. Kind of fun, right?
Great fun.
It only happens occasionally. Sex party.
It turns on again. You all drop to the floor.
Duh.
Oh, less fun.
Yeah.
It turns
Cancel
off.
The sex party. Whoa, it's back on.
Send out the invites
it
again.
It turns on again.
Oh.
The emergency lights come on and they're all red and spooky looking.
Sex party
yeah.
time.
So
well,
a...
now we've got the light to see.
Is there a door or is there any way out of this room?
There is no door.
Oh, hang on. I can manifest
There's
a door.
Just the
Can't I manifest a door or a window?
Yeah.
Well, an airlock.
Yeah, this feels like a new
or
scene.
An airlock.
Or an airlock. Yeah. Just out into space.
I don't think that's going to solve our problems.
A window might help because we can smash the
you
glass.
You can manifest a window or airlock, yes.
I don't know. I don't think an airlock is going to help our problems particularly.
You
I
can
would
have an
not advise
between
that.
Different parts of the ship, you know.
True. And we are—I mean, we are in the soft-walled zero-g sex dungeon. So,
I mean, could someone shoot through a wall? Maybe.
I mean, I could make a very small hole through a wall, and if I do that enough times, yeah. eventually it will become a door. But we might be here for a while.
Surely, once the laser flintlock turns on, it then shoots out a long beam, and you can get.
Oh, good question, Helen. You know? Are we? How does what are the mechanics of this laser flintlock? A continuous beam, or is it set to like semi-auto?
Is it a pew pew, or is it a?
No, I think of it as a pew pew.
It's a pew pew.
Shame.
I think we go for the airlock then, surely.
Oh no, I've got another option. I can manifest a friendly NPC in a useful location.
Ooh. Ah.
So do you want a fifth invitee to the zero G party?
Are you going to do that? Are you going to yeah. summon a friendly NPC?
Yeah.
You might be able to explain what the
Remember
hell is
going
on.
Remember, that's once
per session. I've got an idea.
Ooh, okay.
Once this has gone wrong. Well, I could scuttle up the chute because I have so many legs and then use the picnic cloth, tie that to a horse's leg. And then put it down the chute and everyone can climb up.
It's quite a long chute. I don't think the... how big was the picnic blanket?
Big enough to go between big. Two large horses.
Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could tear it into strips.
That's true. You could tear it into strips and then tie the strips together. Then that would be pretty long.
Yeah. Well, I...
Pretty
you know,
long.
Is that what you're going to do?
If I'm honest, I don't really see much of a problem with us staying in this zero-G, sometimes G, kind of sex party hole for the next 11 and a half hours.
Erogenous, I hear you. I get that.
No, you are erogenous. I am Baffin.
No, hey. No, I'm just shouting my own name. Erogenous! 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 Back in. Now I've got your attention. I get you, bro. I get you.
Yeah.
I understand.
I can recline here.
I really would love to just hang out in this sort of sexy, soft room. But somebody is clearly trying to mess with us. We can't allow that. What? We couldn't look the other space pirates...
I like
pirates.
Being messed with. Yeah.
Well, not in a fun way. Not in a sexy, fun way.
Well,
this is in sort of a...
I'm having fun.
Well, I mean, we could spend the rest of 10 hours just in here.
We could, yeah.
Or we could find out what's going on.
Does anybody have any wine?
What yes, of do course. You think, Countess?
Well, I want to manifest a friendly NPC and see what the hell is
cool.
happening.
They can join the
yeah,
party.
Yeah, anything else. Yeah. They might be handsome. I expect they will be.
You begin to hear a rhythmic thudding. It is as if someone is bashing against the wall.
Ooh, house music.
Ooh, nice. Cool.
So... dents begin to appear in the wall opposite the chute.
I turn to the Countess. Friendly, you said? Start to look worried.
They're two clearly hoof-shaped dents.
Yay!
So
it's none of the centaurs, then, because none of them... Oh, no, it could be the moose. It's got to be the moose centaur.
Moose-taur. Lilt the moose-taur.
Eventually, two enormous hooves burst through the metal wall. And... a humanoid face pokes in.
Ooh.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
Well, hello,
who have
sailor.
We got here?
I'm not a sailor. I'm a cowboy.
And the rest of the village people will be along later.
I'm just referring to the enormous character document that Helen has all sent us now. Let's see. Who is a space... Oh, it's Capricious Sun.
It is.
The name's Lilt.
Oh, it's Lilt. Oh, the he-moose. Sorry, Lilt.
Hello, Lilt.
Well, Lilt, thank you for saving us from our soft, sexy prison. But tell me, why would you come to our aid? Surely you're part of the Capri Sun gang.
Wasn't coming to your aid. I just like kicking walls. you know, we can hang out if you want.
How fortuitous. How fortuitous.
There's a corridor through here.
Tell me, how have the Sun lads been getting on?
Fine, I guess. I mean, they're all like, oh, we're going to take down all the pirates, but I'm not really into that, you know. I just want to have a good time, maybe see some speemans, maybe kiss a speeman.
Well, you've come to the right sexy soft play area.
Yes, join us.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it would be a bit...
Heaven
I'm quite...
We should move out of this bloody room.
Nah, I disagree.
I'm a bit big, you know. I'm going to take up like half the room in there.
Oh my.
Unless you want to sit on me.
You know what? I will take you up on that offer, Lilt. Let's go. And I'll clamber
Can
atop
everyone
Lilt.
Climb on Lilt's back.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Okay. All right then. I'm coming in. Lilt turns around. Because he only made a space big enough for his head to begin with, he begins to continue kicking the wall until he can drag his enormous moose body into the
And
room.
My goodness, are mooses the biggest damn animals you ever did see?
They're enormous! They're enormous!
Get a load of that dump truck. Back it up. Bring in that moose dumper.
In the process, of course, he has made a very large door, so you can leave the room if... What he's done is he's now made the room into an alcove of the corridor.
Everyone loves a zero-G sex alcove.
That was the name of my third album.
I mean, the gravity did turn on again.
All right, a G-dub sex alcove.
Is that a big enough hole for the Countess's other horses to turn up?
No, because they can't get
down
the
slide. Well, they're still at the top of the chute.
Yeah, they're still sans horses.
Tragic.
Sawns equine.
Lonely.
Well, now what?
Well, Erogenous has some wine.
Mm, I do. A wonderful vintage of alcohol.
Do you not want to, like, explore? Do, like, a seance?
We could do a seance. Or Clarabel, did you come across any clues about what's going on in your explorations?
Nah, I fell down.
Ah, right, that's useless.
But, like, something like when I opened the door...
Right.
I got grabbed by something, and that's how I fell down. Like, I got pulled down the chute.
Ooh.
I didn't fall, like, I, you know.
Did you see who pulled you?
No, I had my back to it.
Did you feel who pulled you?
Are they in the sex party room?
No, I got down here. I was alone. I was just, it was like a weird metal hand just, like, yanked my foot, put me down the chute, and then...
A weird metal hand.
Two theories. Either Chad's up to his old tricks again, or there's another cheeky little trap designed to push people down slides. Still not seeming like a Speeman to me. Not sure.
No, yet to find any sort of demon, let alone Speeman.
I don't think a seance would be the best move.
No, we might more need a mechanic.
Yeah.
Well, I can do mechanics.
You can do mechanics.
Oh.
Yeah, but only with this, only with these, because the rest is hooves, so I've only got two hands.
Oh, you don't do mechanics with your feet, you know, like a normal mechanic.
Like a normal, regular mechanic.
I know, it's weird, I know, but it's, you know, I was self-taught.
Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Could you perhaps do some sort of technical analysis, so if we can find you maybe a hatch or terminal, and find out what's controlling these grabbing robot hand traps?
Yeah, but how are we going to find a terminal? I mean...
We shall wonder! When I just sort of stride off down the corridor, like touching bits of walls and sort of tapping things, looking for like access panels and things. And I've just realised throughout this entire thing, of course I've had a cane. I'm just sort of tapping my cane on bits of walls, waiting for the hollow bit.
Well, all right. We going after him or?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's for
sure.
Yeah,
why not?
Okay.
Let's do that.
Clonk, 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 go the moose hooves.
Clonk, 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 go the moose's hooves. Because everybody... Sorry,
That's your fourth album.
That's incredible, actually. When he's in company and not just with me, he stops his songs.
Oh, because I
wow.
I feel like you deserve your fate, whereas other people didn't do anything wrong.
So, you're in a different corridor. This corridor has no chandeliers, but the red emergency lights are still on, so everything is still a bit eerie and bloody looking. Mm.
Ooh, nice.
I'm still tapping away with my stick, hoping to locate any sort of indication of access, hatch, tunnel, panel, anything at all that we could
tap
into.
Can you roll me? I'm going to say that is a grand endeavour indeed. Because A, you're not trying very hard.
Sure.
B, these are just walls.
Sure.
So
with this, because obviously the highest is a D10, and a grand endeavour indeed is a 12. So is that like you're going to fail?
Just keep
yeah, you
trying.
Have to fail. You just have to keep
trying,
going. So
yeah.
I have to fail at least twice.
I've completely forgotten about the advantage mechanic.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
Right.
What's that?
I've just been letting you just automatically do things, but you're actually meant to roll dice for it. That's fine, actually.
We've only done like one thing. It's all right. It was just climbing up some horses.
We got there eventually. You know what? I prefer it that you can automatically do these things.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that a grand endeavour is 10.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's do it. Right,
and
so
Grant's just going to have to...
Just have to suck it.
Tell me off if he wants to.
Okay, right.
I like the idea of lots of failing, but that's fine.
Oh, lots of failing is fine, but, like, the concept of success being an option, well, that feels like it should be a thing as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll away.
The important thing is that we're having a fun
time.
Oh, we
are.
That is my goal.
I got four. I jabbed myself in the eye with my stick because I got a 4.
Sure, why not?
Just bounces a particularly hard piece of wall. Like,
yeah. Ow! And I look at the stick as if, you know when you trip over something and you turn around and look angrily at the raised paving slab, as if you're like, oh, watch it, buddy. I do that, but with a stick.
Just so you know, it's a very long corridor as well.
Okay.
Is anyone else trying to find things in the ordinary walls?
Lots of things with my legs. Yep. Just gonna tap around.
Okay. You also need to roll me a 9 or over.
Okay, I'm going to roll. I assume this is a daring task.
Yeah.
You're not handsome.
I'm very daring. I'm very daring. I stick my legs all sorts of places. I rolled a 4. I assume that means I lose a leg and gain a peril.
Oh,
stick
yes,
it in the crack
right.
between
so
doors.
Peril
it hurts.
For you and peril for. Okay. Yeah. I don't think you lose a leg. I think you lose a trouser leg. And now you have an embarrassingly bare leg.
That's much worse.
I,
I can regrow legs, but the trousers, they're expensive. Custom made. Oh, dear. Tragic.
Is anyone else going to try and check the walls and or floors for secret terminals?
Well, it's going so well. I'll have a go.
So you need to roll me an 8 or above.
I rolled a 6.
Ah. All right, another peril for you,
peril.
Countess underscore. What have you been using to tap on the walls and floor with?
Just my head.
Your bald, scaly head.
tapping it like that.
Like a budgie with a mirror.
Like a bird with a beak. Yeah, just nutting it. I mean,
do you actually have arms? Because we haven't really. So you're long, you're scaly, you're bald.
Are you a snake?
We've taken as red.
Are you a big snake? Did you not tell us you were a big snake all this time?
Let's stop everything to investigate whether the Countess is
right.
A big snake.
Your head goes right through the floor. You are stuck by the neck in the floor.
But like a snake, I can slither all the way through.
Oh, are you canonically a snake now?
I think that has been established.
Okay. For now, before you want to slither through, looking up at you is Ra-Ra Spingle Spangle and her band.
Potty!
They aim their various instruments at you. And Ra-Ra says, "What are you doing? Get out! This is our hiding place. Go away."
Do you do requests?
No, not now. We don't want people to know we're here.
What are you hiding from?
Anything. Like the best way of survival. Like, God, we barricaded all the doors. Anything to barricade the ceiling. God.
This isn't the level of courage I'd expect from a travelling all-female jazz troupe. This is, you just ran off and hid.
It's not about bravery. It's about winning. Look, just, they start to poke at you with their guitars.
From our perspective, it's just like as they jab you, your tail is sort of just going, whoa, whoa. We're like, everything okay in there?
Fine. It's fine.
What have you found, Countess Underscore?
Just a load of lily-livered female musicians.
Oh, how dare you?
Do they take requests?
You would think that they'd need to be quite tough to make it in the jazz
That's
industry.
That's what I thought.
Notoriously a difficult industry.
And also, to the point... Yes, do they take requests? We didn't get an answer.
We're not taking requests. Just leave us alone.
Well, would you take...
We're all surviving this.
Would you take requests for me? And I'm going to use my once per session. Which is I can find a party happening nearby, brackets, you're invited.
Ben.
Don't give him an ability if you're going to be cross when he uses it.
Fine. Yeah, no, this is fine. Okay.
Would you mind playing? You're one of your greatest hits. The heart of the stars is in your eyes.
Livia hears your voice. And Livia says, "Is that Bathin? Oh my! Ladies, it's Bathin!" And Livia scuttles up the walls because she's got knives for nails.
Terrifying.
And tears at the ceiling to let you all in. Hey, it's all right, you can come hide with us. It's Bathin and his friends. Come on.
Come down.
Come in here.
Come down the crew of the Terpsichore's vaunt.
I scoop Serratio up in my arms and jump in.
Party.
Is everyone going to join the party?
Down and coil myself round.
Going to dance.
Okay. Goof. Goes the moose as he drops through the...
Oh, Lilt is here.
Gaboof goes the moose. That's the second song.
Nobody knows it. Gaboof goes the moose. Woo-hoo.
Okay, that's what Ra-Ra Spingle Spangle and the others are singing.
Oh, making such progress.
Okay, they begin to sing and play a song. And Bathin, Livia is giving you proper eyes.
I'll give her eyes back. I will take the eyes. I will take the eyes from Serratio Kingson and give her one of his eyes.
Oi! Says Serratio.
No. Give it Serratio. Just, I'll give it back. No,
I'm
doing...
You do this all
Serratio.
The time. You do
no, th- Serratio. I'm...
Serratio begins to get into a fight with Livia.
No. Oh, that's exactly the opposite of what I wanted to happen.
I put my hand on Bathin's chest and go, no. Let them fight.
Oh, Erogenous, you've got a point.
Livia wins because, as before stated, she has knives for nails.
How is Serratio?
Dead.
No!
Right. So, you're in a room having a party with Ra-Ra Spingle Spangle and her band with a massive hole in the ceiling.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And a centaur.
And a moose.
This is a party.
It's like the best party.
So adverse to taking the critical path to narrative conclusion. We are just consistently finding a room and being like, okay, well, this room's fine. This room?
So nice.
Yeah. No reason to leave this room.
All of the abilities in this game lead to either have a sexy party or swing on a chandelier, and that's basically the two things this game wants you to do.
Oh, dear.
It's true. But suddenly, from outside the many barricaded doors of the room. You hear the telltale sounds of a gunfight and yelling and screaming.
Quick, stay in the party room.
Sounds horrible out there. Let's stick in this party room. I do the splits.
Ooh, says everyone as they look at you doing the splits.
I roll a d12 and get 106. Bam!
Outside.
Ah! Boo, 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 boo! Ah!
That sounds awful. Maybe it's...
Oh, I'm dying!
Maybe it's that horrible Chad getting his comeuppance. Or maybe Fingledan Parsimonious, to name another character.
There is some more shooting. There's two really different stories going on here. You're in one and everyone else is in another.
Although remember, we are slowly collecting most of the NPCs to join our story. We're just slowly, we've hoovered up Lilt, we've hoovered up the Protostars.
I turn off the music so we can't hear the gunfight.
I do the splits again.
You slowly realise that you don't need to have asked them to play their music louder, because there's an eerie quiet outside.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Well, that's resolved.
That sorted itself out.
Let's all play charades. Ra-Ra Spingle Spangle says, should we check on all the, you know...
Definitely not.
I feel like we should... Should we...
Spin the bottle.
Because I don't really...
Spin the bottle. Let's get some kissing.
Yeah. Hey, Venus.
Yes.
Venus, can you just, like... hover so no one hears you cut, like, can you, like, silently go through yeah, I'm on it. Venus is the bassist
with the bassy voice. I
Venus.
Okay, I'm gonna spin the bottle, which is a d6. 1 or 2 is the Countess. 3 or 4, it's Erogenous. 5 or 6, it's the other guy whose name I've forgotten.
Baffin.
Ooh, 3! Snogs Erogenous.
I'm snogging whilst doing like 2 fist bumps into the air, but like whilst my face is engaged.
And the splits
it
to get
down. It basically looks like an, you know, like the alien
face hugger? Yeah, but like, nice.
With all the legs, yeah. That is how Spinglewald kisses.
Okay. Venus hovers through the door while Ra-Ra watches her. I'm having to make my NPCs. I'm so glad that I have so many NPCs to try to shove you in the direction...
Oh,
sorry.
Nah, mate.
Okay, Venus hovers through the door, and then she hovers back through, and she says, "Well, there's lots of dead people out there."
Oh,
they're like, that harshes the buzz. My buzz is harsh.
It does. I mean, I don't think I really want to. Venus looks shaken. Ra-Ra is like, "Well, do we want to?" Keep partying now we know that several people have just been murdered outside, or like
that's the best.
I mean, I'm
kind of
easy
party.
Like, I can go either way.
I mean, all that does is make me really glad that I was in here having a party and not out there being shot.
Erogenous says, I cannot believe that I'm feeling like the voice of reason here, but whoever killed all those people might also kill us. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be dead.
Nope. Very true.
Good point. Clarabelle, could you look for some clues? See what's gone on out there. Send my private detective.
Falls down a chute.
She
start
did
the
such
whole
an excellent job.
She's great. You know, I'm mostly with her for the paramouring.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
Okay. Clarabelle goes out through the door. This time she comes back.
Oh.
And she's got like a little notepad out, and she's like, "Well, there's definitely some blood smears going in one direction. Ooh. I think we got a killer on the loose.
Ooh. Okay, well, that's the direction we don't know in.
Weird destinations.
Oh, but if we caught them,
then we'd win the will.
That sounds dangerous.
We could win the will, but also we could challenge them to some sort of dance party.
Ooh. I'm up for it. I clock my laser flintlock and just walk out.
Countess, you were gonna.
Well, I was gonna say, we have to just survive the night, not kill every other participant.
Yeah.
But we're being hunted down.
Yeah, technically, you don't need to do anything.
But I did say, I don't just want to survive, I want to live.
And now the cucumber sandwiches are
destroyed.
Precisely.
Remember our call to action? Remember?
Also, we should probably meet up with your horses again. Those cucumber sandwiches must be going quite a stinky.
They're fine. They're having a whale of a time, probably.
doing horse things. Right, taking it turns to ride the human.
Fair enough.
Being Crystal.
Hard to be that human.
Right, so what are you doing? I mean, Erogenous has walked out.
Right, so I follow Erogenous. I slither out after Erogenous.
Yeah. I think we're going after Erogenous.
We quest for.
Okay.
Fine, I follow.
It looks like the lobby in The Shining.
Oh, wow.
Quite 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you did say it's a rustic
terrible
space station,
carpet.
So.
Just the worst carpet. I feel like I'm harshing your buzz if I tell you who all the bodies are.
No, go for it. No. The world's a harsh place.
Okay. That sounds like a dramatic end to the episode. As we boogie on down, I assume there's still a bit of background music.
Dance our way through the carnage.
Okay. Grooving down the corridor. These are the corpses you could have
This is very what we do in the shadows.
As you groove on down the corridor, you pass Fingledad.
Yay!
Bruschetta.
Woo!
Yay! Sundy. And Danny Burdock.
Yay!
Oh no! How does Lilt feel?
Lucky. No, Lilt feels damn lucky.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad I kicked into your sex dungeon.
Ooh. Lilt is like, well, at least it's not Capri, but I guess I'm gonna.
I'm gonna reach up and put my hand on his big moosey cheek or human cheek.
Lilt, I understand the bond between a crew and their crewmates is sacred. You must stay here and lay them to rest. Do the rites, the sacred piratical rites. So,
would you?
I mean, we didn't really. We didn't really get on.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, well, then, in which case, as Spinglewald says, come on, get involved.
We kick them to one side.
Yeah, like, I'm Caprison's mate, really, rather than their mate.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's like a whole weird social circle thing.
Tell you what, we've got some stables on the Terpsichore's Vaunt, so I think we can maybe make some room. You have some roommates. They're a pretty good time. They've got a human.
They've got
a human you can ride around. It's wonderful.
Oh, I love a good human. Yeah. All right.
Good to have you on board.
Okay. Well. Moose very ponderously leans down and closes the eyes of the other two centaurs.
Oh.
Now, where did it find the eyes on the squid?
Surviving crew members that you're aware of is Trevelanior, Yertle, Atrocity Handhammer, Chad, the entire Spingle Spangle group, and
but they're
Capri
cowards,
Sun.
So.
All right, so we've lost most of the Crepitious Sun crew.
Yeah. They're the first to go.
Yes.
Boogie down this corridor of corpses, I guess.
Yes, I think we're going to end it on you boogieing down the corridor, ignoring all of the immense amounts of gore and terrible blood. For the audience, because this is not a visual medium, all of them
are
dancing.
This is the rustling of our clothes.
And I am regretting all of my choices.
We are dancing in our costumes. Avoiding the blood.
Slime.
Right, well, on the note of avoiding the blood, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
Okay, here I go. Oh, I'll drop
the
dice.
Floor.
Once, on second.
Okay,
that one's just gone. So I'm going to get a new D10.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, spelled woe, period, begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.